Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is February 14th, and our reading comes from Matthew chapter 28. Beginning in verse 1, it says this, "Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint." So there was no mistaking. This was an act of God. An angel descends, rolls away the stone. Jesus is alive, and he wants everybody to be able to see into the tomb and to see that it's empty. And this display of power and glory is so overwhelming that the guards that were commissioned to seal and guard the tomb, they've fallen out like dead men. Now watch this. "Then the angel spoke to the women. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I know you are looking for Jesus. He was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come and see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I've told you.'" So the women, and this is so amazing, in the first century, a woman wasn't even considered a credible witness and could not give testimony in court. And yet, God intentionally allows Mary and Mary to hear this news, to be the first ones to know that Jesus is alive, the first ones to see the angel, the first ones to see the empty tomb, and the first one to give witness, testimony of the resurrected Christ. So good. Watch, it gets even better. Verse 8, "The women ran quickly from the tomb, and they were very frightened, but filled with great joy. And they rushed to the disciples to tell the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to Jesus, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there.'" So now they're the first one to see the resurrected Lord. They see Jesus in person. They take hold of him. They touch him. They hear him. And Jesus commissions them to go and tell the other disciples. All of this really did a tremendous amount to raise the status of women in culture. And that's still true today. I just love it. Watch this. Verse 11, "As the women were on the way, some of the guards went into the city, and they told the leading priest what had happened. Well, a meeting was immediately called with the elders, and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe, a large sum of money. And they told the soldiers, 'You must say the disciples came during the night while you were sleeping and stole his body,'" which telling that put them at risk because it made them responsible. And the penalty for these soldiers allowing this to happen to a tomb that they were sealed and they were guarding was death. So this was all risky business. But they said, "If the governor hears about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get in trouble," which is why that was so important. Verse 15, "So the guards accepted the money and said what they were told. Their story spread widely among the Jews, and they still tell it to this day." Now here's a question. How do we know that they were lying here? How do we know the disciples didn't come and take the body? Well, primarily because when Jesus was arrested just a couple of days prior to this, all of the disciples ran in fear. Peter denies Jesus in fear. So what would cause them to go from being ordinary men who are afraid for their own lives and the lives of their own family to being transformed into these bold, courageous evangelists who are now willing to die believing and preaching that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world? Well, there's only one thing. they met the resurrected Lord. And we're going to see that in just a minute. But you know, sometimes people would argue, well, there are lots of people who are willing to die for their religion, and obviously they can't all be true. Well, that's true. I agree with that. However, they don't die knowing that it's not true. In other words, if the disciples came and stole the body of Jesus, then they would know Jesus is still dead. He didn't rise from the dead like he claimed he would. And so now they know he was wrong about that. What would cause them then to make up a story about a resurrection if that story was going to cost them their own lives and probably the life and the safety and certainly the prosperity of their families, right? So sometimes people are willing to die for a lie, but they believe it's the truth. So what the disciples have done is because they've had this meeting with the resurrected Christ, we'll see in just a minute, they're willing to die for the truth. Now, watch this. Then the 11 disciples left. This is verse 16. For Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him. But some of them doubted. They're trying to work this out in their mind. How can this be? How can this be? Now, watch what Jesus says. This is what we call the Great Commission. Verse 18, Jesus told the disciples, I've given you all authority in heaven and on earth. In other words, you're going out as my representatives, the church. We represent Jesus in the world. We are the body of Christ. We are the children of God. And our job is to reflect in our world the person of Christ, to represent him. So he's given us his authority, all authority in heaven and on earth, to go out and to represent him. Verse 19, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. He didn't say go and make converts. He didn't say go and have crusades. He said make disciples. And the word disciple simply means follower. That our job is to teach people to follow Jesus. The goal of the church is not to just have a big service. The goal of the church is to teach people to follow Jesus 24 hours, 7 days a week, to live in his presence, to be with him, to become like him, so they begin to do what Jesus did. That's what a disciple does. That's what the disciples did for 3 years, and that's what we've been commissioned to do in our city and around the world. So he says, go and make disciples. He says, baptize them. So baptism is a public profession and declaration of our faith in Christ. We have died with Christ and we've been resurrected to new life in Christ. So baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given them. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So our responsibility is to teach the truth of God's word, to teach the life and the truth of Jesus so that everybody can follow him. And listen, here's what Jesus says. When we take this mission seriously, when we give our lives to help people learn to follow Jesus, Jesus promises, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Man, what a great promise. We've not been left alone. God is with us and for us. He's come to live in us and to empower us to help everybody we can to learn to follow Jesus so that they can follow him into eternal life. Man, isn't that good? Let me pray for us. Father, thank you so much. We're so excited about the resurrection. Our faith rests on the resurrection of Jesus. We thank you that you are alive today and you will come again. And we will spend all eternity living and ruling and reigning with you. God, we're so grateful for that. So grateful that you shared this information with those ladies first and really helped to raise the status of women in our world. Man, I love that. God, I thank you that you've invited us into this mission, that you have trusted us with such authority and responsibility. You've given us the mission, your purpose, to bring people to Christ and to teach them to follow you. God, help us to do that. Anoint us. God, I thank you that we're not doing this by ourselves. We're not doing it alone. We're not doing it in our own resource. God, we can trust you to give us all that we need to do what you've called us to do. So help us to be faithful to fulfill your commission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope that encourages you today. Listen, before we go, don't forget this is Valentine's Day. So make sure you let the people in your life know how much you love them. And man, can't wait to connect again tomorrow and to get started on our next book. Thanks for being with me. And remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.